So let's just introduce the crowd here. Who are we? What's going on here?
I'm the Rebony File, running a 10-day race. I'm from New Zealand. This is my daughter, Fulan Jaya.
Fulan Jaya.
Hi.
She's my helper.
You're really... There's an awful lot of Kiwi presence here in the race.
Yes.
And you've been here so many times. How many times have you been here?
This is my 9th multi-day race, both 10-day and 6 days. And something draws me back every year. Just the opportunity to self-transcend.
And you're not worried about the miles either?
No, not at all. Well, 500 miles is a long way, so we chop it up into little chunks of about 10 miles, and it's achievable.
So, for you, the trick is just to be here and take part.
To be here and take part, yes. It's a wonderful atmosphere and a very great challenge. And I know we all... progress in our lives that we would not have at home.
What about retirement? What would you say to people who... I'm sorry, some people don't believe in it, but for people who like to just sit back in an easy chair, what would you say to them?
They're missing out on an awful lot. I'm partly retired, but I certainly couldn't do that.
Helping mom is, what's that all about for you?
Oh, it's actually the first opportunity that I've ever had in all these 9 races to actually be here, so that's kind of nice.
So you've never seen your mom actually do this?
I've seen her like in 24-hour races at home and things like that, but I've never been here to experience it with her. I've always just been sending faxes and flowers from home, so it's really nice to see her in action and be part of that and help her. And it's like a opportunity to be self-giving all day, which is really nice. Not think of yourself and just give everything to somebody. It's a really nice experience.
Well, that's sort of what moms do for their daughters.
Yeah. This is like a little reversal. I'm eating all her leftovers and, you know, getting her cleaned up and all of the things that probably happened 30 years ago.
Did you... Any idea how tough it is, what your mom really goes through here, for that matter? This is not easy.
No. to some extent, but I think when you see how challenging it is, it's really, really inspiring.
Now, but we need to add that this team also includes...
Rajpal.
Rajpal, who happens to be... Dad.
Stepdad, yep.
And so this is the first time the whole family's been together at something
like
this.
That's true. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
cool.
It's really, really nice.
Wonderful for me. Yeah.
Now, this may have nothing to do with being here now, but obviously Christchurch went through a really bad experience not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. You're
not
there.
You were there.
Yeah.
Is there anything about coming here and doing this that can any way lift the spirits of those folks who are still trying to put their lives and communities back together again?
Oh, that's a big question.
Isn't it a big question?
give me a moment.
And there may not be an answer to that. But there are so many New Zealanders here, as you know. I mean, I don't know, like 10... 11 maybe?
Yeah. All I can say is from my personal experience that coming here and having this experience has it's given me a lot of peace, because obviously an experience like that kind of shakes you up a lot. And I think the earthquake itself was a real reminder of what the most important things are in life. You know, when everything changes in 20 seconds, your whole life is different. But I think that's a little bit mirrored here as well. I think you have to keep on being reminded of what the most important things are in life, that what we have, you know, inside us, in our hearts, our love and joy and so forth. That's the real treasures of life. So I guess I'm just seeing those to experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I guess we'll all go home feeling renewed and refreshed and able to just carry on in a city that's going to take a long time to rebuild. But we're being like soldiers and staying there, not running away and rebuilding and carrying on. So it's nice. But also being of service to the community as much as we possibly can. But I think being in Christchurch has been an amazing experience to see the open hearts of people when something like that happens. The people of the community, everyone was really reaching out to each other in a way that I'd never really... Well, actually, it's like that out here. But, you know, like, everybody's suddenly friends and family, you know? Everybody's willing to help. So, yeah, there's a sense of that here too, I think. So, very much so.
Thank you so much.
God, I'm losing my words.
Can you spell your name for me?
Yeah, so it's P, like P for Peter.
Yeah.
H-O-O-L-A-N-J-A-Y-A. Full like that.